जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वन चारी, यमुना तेरा वन राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, Yamuna Tira Vanachariye Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sikate Jaya Radha Gopinatarata Gopinatasirate Jaya Radha Shamasundarata Shamasundasirate Jaya Krishnabalaram Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bole! Jidhar Gau Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Gopala Krishna Vrishwami Tramine Prabhu Padasha Sahicham Yapakasha Miti Vecha Pacharam Girvan Shari Vrutpati Namun Maha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Jnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sejutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Smitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we continue reading from the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically, the few chapters whereby the narration of Lord Nrisimhadev and his pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, has been described. In Bhagavatam, one could say that this is the longest episode. It's been described many, many chapters, even up to chapter 10. It goes from first chapter to chapter 10, and then ultimately Narad Muni spoke to Yudhisthir Maharaj about Varnashram Dharma. It's very instructive. Especially this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam where we can learn many lessons how the Supreme Lord is so compassionate, so merciful, so kind to prove that His devotee never perish. Even as a young child, as a five-year-old boy, to protect him. So Lord Nrisimhadev is the Lord of protection, and we'll find out more later on. So the verse that we are in discussion for today is 7th Canto, Chapter 8, Text Number 17. Satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam Satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam Vyaptim cha bhutesu akalesu chatmana Adrishatyadbhutarupam udbahan Stambesabayam namigam namunusam Okay, we'll do it a different way. Satyang vidhatung ijabitya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishayatyad bhutarupam udvaham. Adrishyatatyad bhutarupam udvaham. Stambe sadbhayam namigham namanusam. Satyang vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishyatat yad bhuta rupam udvaham. Stambe sabhayam namigham namanusam. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishyatat yad bhuta rupam udvaham. Stambe sabhayam namigham namanusam. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishyatat yad bhuta rupam udvaham. Stambe sabhayam namigham namanusam. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishyatat yad bhuta rupam udvaham. Matajis, Satyam udhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Vyaptim cha bhutesu akilesu chatmana. Adrishyatat yad bhuta rupam udvaham. Sambe sabhayam namigham namanusam. Word for word meaning, satyam, true, vidhatum, to prove, nijabritya bhashitam, the words of his own servant, Prahlad Maharaj, who had said that his Lord is present everywhere. Vyaptim, depervation, cha, and bhuteshu, among the living entities and elements, akileshu, all, cha, also, atmana, of himself, adrishyata, was seen, ati, very, adbhuta, wonderful, rupam, form, udvahan, taking, stambe, in the pila, sabhayam,
within the assembly,
no, not, mrigam, an animal,
no,
nor,
manusam,
a human being.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
To prove
that the
statement of
his servant
Prahlad
Maharaj was
substantial,
in other
words,
to prove
that the Supreme
Lord is
present
everywhere,
even
within the
pillar of
an assembly
hall,
the
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead,
Hari,
exhibited
a
wonderful form
never
before
seen.
The
form
was neither
that of
a man
nor
that of
a lion.
Thus,
the
Lord
appeared
in his
wonderful
form
in the
assembly
hall.
Everyone,
please repeat
after me.
To prove
that the
statement
of his
servant,
Prahlad
Maharaj,
was
substantial.
In
other
words,
to
prove
that the Supreme Lord
is
present
everywhere,
even
within the
pillar
of
an assembly
hall,
the
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead,
Hari,
exhibited
a
wonderful
form
never
before
seen.
The
form
was
neither
that of
a man
nor
that of a
lion.
Thus,
the
Lord appeared
in
his
wonderful
form
in
the assembly
hall.
So this
is the first
time the
Lord appeared
in this
form.
Even
Lord Brahma,
no one
has seen this.
Lord Shiva,
Lakshmi
Devi,
all
the demigods,
no.
Purport.
When
Hiranyakashipu
asked Prahlad
Maharaj,
"Where is
your Lord?
Is
he here,
present
in this
pillar?"
Prahlad
Maharaj
fearlessly
replied,
"Yes,
my
Lord
is present
everywhere."
Therefore,
to convince
Hiranyakashipu
that
the statement
of Prahlad
Maharaj
was
unmistakably
true,
the
Lord appeared
from the
pillar.
The
Lord
appeared
as half lion
and
half man,
so
that
Hiranyakashipu
could
not
understand
whether
the great
giant
was
a lion
or
a human
being.
To
substantiate
Prahlad's
statement,
the
Lord
proved
that
his
devotee,
as
declared
in the
Bhagavad
Gita,
is never
vanquished.
Konteya
patijana
hi
nami
bhakta
pranashyati.
Prahlad
Maharaj's
demoniac
father
had
repeatedly
threatened
to kill
Prahlad.
But
Prahlad
was
confident
that
he could not
be killed,
since
he was
protected
by the
Supreme
Lord.
By
appearing
from
the
pillar,
the
Lord
encouraged
his
devotee,
saying
in effect,
"Don't
worry,
I am
present
here."
By
manifesting
his
form
as
Nrisimhadev,
the
Lord
also
preserved
the truth
of
Lord
Brahma's
promise
that
Hiranyakashipu
was
not
to
be
killed
by
any
animal
or
any
man.
The
Lord
appeared
in a
form
that
could
not
be
said
to be
fully
a man
or
a lion.
Satchang
vidatung
nijabitya
basitang
vyapting
chabute
suakile
suchatmana
adrisha
tatyadbhuta
rupang
udbahang
Stambe sabhayang namigang namanasam. Namrigam namanusam.
Neither an animal nor a human being. So this is the form of the Supreme Lord as Lord Nrisimhadeva. Why? Because he is half man, half lion. Actually, when he asked the benediction from Lord Brahma, after performing penance for 10,000 celestial years in the Mandara mountain, he was covered by like a mound of earth being built by like an anthill. No more flesh, only bones. Prabhupada says in the purport that one can survive, like Hiranyakashipu, just having the bones intact. Of course, we cannot survive that way. When he performed this tapasya, his main purpose was to avenge the death of his brother, younger brother, Hiranyaksha, being killed by Lord Varahadeva. We've heard that story from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hiranyaksha was very fond of gold, but Hiranyakashipu is fond of gold and soft bed. Hiranyaksha, very powerful. Both of them, as we've heard again, the story goes back to the place where the four Kumaras were stopped by two guards, two chokidars. Not like our chokidars who are always sleeping. Well, no, sometimes they sleep. No, they're fully awake. So they stop. No, you're just young kids. You cannot come here. You cannot enter. Now, these four Kumaras, they were the first created living beings by Lord Brahma. They were just like five-year-old boys also. And due to their austerities, and especially being celibate, they looked very young. They didn't grow old. So they came. They were very interested. They were Brahma bodies. In realization of the Supreme Lord, there are three aspects. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti, Sabjate. Badanti tat tadbas pidan tatvam. The Supreme Absolute Truth. So they're Brahma bodies. They're not Nirvisesa bodies or Maya bodies. They understood the nature of the Lord is this effulgence also of the Supreme Lord. He is God, but in the lower status understanding. So they were very curious. They went to the spiritual world. They wanted to enter. They passed the six gates. And then the seventh gate, they were stopped. Says, no, you're too young to enter. What are you doing here? You better go back to your papa. They don't have mother. Only Brahma is the father. Says, well, you are the one who's not supposed to be here. What are you doing here? Can't you just understand? What is your position? So, in the meanwhile, Lord Narayan, he's actually planned this event because he wanted to exhibit his fighting spirit. And no one can fight with the Supreme Lord. Most of these demons who fought with the Supreme Lord actually are his devotees, became demons, especially Jai and Vijay. So the four Kumaras cursed them. But you take birth. You're not meant to be here. You have this materially contaminated conditioning that you cannot stay here. You're not supposed to be here. So now Lord Narayan came and he tried to understand the situation. Usually, whatever the disciples or the servants do, the master or the spiritual master is responsible. Whatever we do, it goes back to Srila Prabhupada, especially here in India. In America, they will not know the difference. But here in India especially, you know, the Brahmanas, if you eat on your left hand, they will say, what is this? This is disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami. He's not teaching them properly. So it goes back. He's become responsible. So Lord Narayan took the responsibility. He asked these two guards. So, actually both of them realized when Lord Narayan came. The four Kumaras realized their mistakes, but the curse already has been spelled out. And the two guards also, they understood their mistakes. So they were given choice, two choices, to take birth as devotees or as demons. For being devotees, they have to take birth 7 times, and for demons, 3 times. So they talk with each other, try to figure out what is the best solution. Our dear Lord, we decided to take birth as demons. What? Devotees want to take birth as demons? The reason why is that they want to reinstate their position as quick as possible. Actually, they took birth 4 times. Not just 3 times. They took birth as Jagai and Madai. After Lord Chaitanya's, or after the pastime of Shishupal and Dantavakra, they've heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So they stayed longer as Jagai and Madai. They became Jagannath and Madhava. So, the story goes like that in the 3rd canto. They were cursed. And finally here in the 7th canto, we were introduced to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, in his previous life, he was Vasudev, son of Basu Sharma, Brahman, Vedabit Brahmana. A Vedabit Brahmana, very, very Pakka Brahmana. Sinless, along with his wife, Sushila. Both of them are very ideal husband and wife. They have 5 children, 5 sons. And Vasudev is the youngest. The 4 of the sons, they're very Brahminically inclined. They're also very expert in the Shastra. They follow the Vedic culture. But this Vasudev, he's spoiled. That's what they say in English. He's a spoiled brat. He actually became addicted to a prostitute. He broke all the rules and regulations. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. So, somehow or other, they had a misunderstanding. The prostitute and Vasudev. They broke up. That's normal, right? In the material world, out there sometime. So they broke up. And it was Nisinga Chaturdasi. So what happened, both of them fasted all day, not knowing that it is Nisinga Chaturdasi. The prostitute, she fasted all day. And the result is that after the lifetime, her lifetime, she went to the heavenly planets. She became a devotee, a pure devotee. And Vasudev, unknowingly fasting on the day of Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day, Chaturdasi, he took birth as Prahlad Maharaj, as the son of the king of demons. So one may say, how is that? How is it that he was so bad and then he became a pure devotee? It says that Vasudev took, like overtaken the form of Prahlad, because Prahlad is eternal, an eternal associate of Lord Nrisimhadev. He's a Mahabhagavat. What is a Mahabhagavat? A Mahabhagavat is the topmost devotee of the Supreme Lord. He sees everywhere Lord Krishna. In the previous chapters from this, the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj very nicely described. He is peaceful. He is equal to everyone like the Param Atma. He's always meditating on the Supreme Lord. In the nine processes of devotional service, each and every process, there is one particular devotee who is considered to be the topmost, the epitome of that kind of form of bhakti. And Prahlad Maharaj is into Smaranam. Smaranam Vishnu. As a young boy, 5-year-old boy, he does not want to play. Have you seen a 5-year-old boy who does not want to play? I'm sure all of us, when we are at that age, we're all wanted to play. That is the nature. Young boy. But no, he doesn't want to waste time. When he was trying to convince, actually, his friends, they were all sons of the demons also. There was a Gurukul. But this Gurukul is not the same as our Gurukul. That Gurukul, Guru means master, spiritual master, and Kula means school. So the main school of the Gurukul, under the guidance of Shanda and Amarka, the two sons of Sukracharya, they were told by Lord, Hiranyakashipu, teach my son how to cheat, how to rule and divide, how to become a big demon, how to be a better demon than myself. Because this is the nature of the father or the parents, that they want their child to be better than them. On the contrary, because Prahlad Maharaj was taught by Narad Muni while he was in the womb of his mother, Kayadu, when Hiranyakashipu was doing this tapasya in the Mandara mountain, the demigods, they went to the demons to kill them. And they captured Kayadu. Kayadu is a sinless woman. She didn't do anything, any sin at all. But somehow or other, she became one of the wives of Hiranyakashipu. So Narad Muni stopped the demigods from taking her, because they were ready to kill her. Narad Muni says, no, this lady is sinless. You do not know who is in the womb, the personality within her womb. He is a great devotee of the Lord. After saying that, the demigods, they offer their obeisances to that person who is within the womb of Kayadu. So he took Kayadu, in his ashram, Narad Muni. Now, we don't know where is that ashram, but there is an ashram here of Narad Muni near Govardhan, near Kusuma Sarovar, Narada Kund. That is where he wrote many of his books also. Narada Bhakti Sutra. We cannot really say that that is the place, but definitely after taken by Narad Muni, she started also to serve Narad Muni menially. And while in the womb, the child is hearing the katha. Narad Muni is talking about Bhagavat katha, Hari katha. So he became purified inside that when Sanda and Amarka, they didn't teach anything about God. They didn't teach anything about Dharma to the students. That when Hiranyakashipu, he asked, "My dear child, what have you learned from this school today?" So many of our grihasthas, they probably have that experience after their son or daughter came back from school. They will put them on their lap, smell the head. My dear child, what have you learned from this school today? Oh yes, 1 + 1 = 2. Or some other mundane. So he wanted to hear, Hiranyakashipu wanted to hear from Prahlad Maharaj. Oh yes, I've learned today how to cheat, how to kill, how to defeat the enemy, and so on. No. He heard from Prahlad Maharaj that you should get out of this being in the entanglement of grihastha life. You should go to the forest and give up. And that forest, Prabhupada says, that van is Vrindavan. So sounds like Narad Muni spoke in Vrindavan. Not 100%. No, it's not written anywhere. He says, what is this? Yeah, you should dedicate your life now. Surrender unto the Supreme Absolute Truth. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. As soon as possible. Because life is very short. We live for 100 years. And then he divided 20 years as a youth, 20 years for as an adult, and sleeping is 50%. And if you add all of them, it's already 90%. So 10% is left. But you don't have 10% to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth because you're wasting your time. So Hiranyakashipu thought, well, this is nonsense. Then he called Sanda and Amarka. What is this that you're teaching to my son? You're teaching him something that I don't want to hear. These are the teachings of an enemy. Find out. The school must have been infiltrated by an enemy. Who is this? But Sanda and Amarka says, no. It's fully guarded. We have good security guards there also. How can that be? So, okay, you teach him properly. And then, after teaching him for so many days, but Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't really care about the instructions of Sanda and Amarka. In the meantime, he was teaching. Prahlad Maharaj was teaching during tiffin time his class friends, demoniac friends. He's trying to convince them. He's trying to convince them also that the purpose of human form of life is to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. So we should not waste our time. He taught them to chant the holy name of the Lord. I remember when I was a bhakta, we used to have this, to listen to this You know, there is a Radio Krishna. There's so many dramas there. And one of them is about Prahlad Maharaj. He's teaching the classmates how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, again, Hiranyakashipu asked, what have you learned today? Have you learned something new? Yes, I've learned that Shabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasham, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. What is this? And in the seventh canto, the fifth chapter, text, I believe 23 or 25, something like that. This is the longest purport Srila Prabhupada gave, the nine processes of devotional service. Now, he became really furious. He told his servants, Hiranyakashipu, to kill Prahlad Maharaj. How can father kill one's son? That is really demoniac, isn't it? But this happens these days as well. We've heard sometimes in the news. Mother or the father, they will kill their own sons or children. They will murder them. But this Hiranyakashipu is the origin of that. He's the original demon. So they put him in a boiling oil. They throw him in the cliff. They pierce his body, soft body, with trident, very sharp. They put him in a pit of scorpions and cobras and serpents. They tried everything. They gave him even a cake with poison. But he offered to Krishna. He became prasad. He ate it also. In the meantime, while all of this punishment given to him is always thinking of Shama Sundar. Because, see, as a Mahabhagavat, he's always thinking of Krishna, in love with Krishna. This is says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Yam Shama Sundaram Sarupam. That form, the three-bending form of the Supreme Lord, is within the mind, the consciousness of a pure devotee all the time. He sees everywhere the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They cannot kill him. He was protected by the Supreme Lord. So we can see here that a little bit inclination that we may have to try to perform some service towards the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord will never forget that. He will never forget that. That's, as we've heard, yes, Prahlad Maharaj was sinful also before, because that Vasudev form, he took over Prahlad Maharaj's body or form. So, and Chaturdasi also, whatever bhakti that one will endeavor to perform or try to perform, especially the fasting, one can yield an eternal result that ultimately will give one love of God. We should remember this. He was so furious now. Where did you get your power from? Hiranyakashipu was asking Prahlad Maharaj. The same power that you have. The same power who gave you the power. Same. Where is he? He's everywhere. Yes, this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Even though he's in the spiritual world, he's also present in the material world. In the localized aspect, the Param Atma, who knows past, present, and future. When a devotee sees a tree, He can tell that, oh, how wonderful my Lord is to create such a tree. The smell. How nice, how wonderful my Lord is to give certain fragrance to this flower and be offered to the Supreme Lord Himself in His Archabigraha form. He connects always everything to Krishna. So whatever happens to Him, just like what we read this morning, even the suffering that we may encounter, the reversals that we may have in our life, because this is the nature of the material world. It's full of sufferings, full of miseries. These are all created by the Supreme Lord. He is the ultimate controller. I asked one devotee this morning, Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu, how are you, Prabhu? Good morning. He says, everything is fine. Krishna is a supreme controller. I was like, yes, you're right. Whatever happens, there is a reason. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by luck. No. Even the reversals that we may have. And the issue here is because a pure devotee of the Lord, sometimes they will be hampered or someone will give them trouble. Just like here, Prahlad Maharaj. He was given so much trouble, so much pain, so much suffering. But Krishna cannot take it anymore. And to prove to the words of his pure devotee, when Hiranyakashipu asked, is he here in this pillar? Yes, he is there also. Because he sees Krishna everywhere. It's like whenever we have drama of this Hiranyakashipu trying. Actually, he's not with a sword. Punch. A big punch. Prabhupada was watching a drama in Mumbai. And he says, and especially would like to thank Mr. Hiranyakashipu. He has done his part very well. In that drama, usually. But the whole... The hero in this episode is Prahlad Maharaj. Just like the hero in Ramayana is Hanuman. Not Lord Ram, he's Hanuman. Who is the hero in Bhagavad Gita? Arjun. So the hero here is Prahlad Maharaj. To glorify Prahlad Maharaj. And when we see this place, usually the pillar is made of cardboard, right? Because they cannot make a real pillar, and then, you know, Nrisimhadeva will come out. But then, before coming out, when he punched the pillar, big roar came out. Something like that. Because, have you heard a lion roar? And sometimes when we go to safari, we try to, you know, in South Africa, we try to see if there is a lion or something, but we cannot find a lion. When the lion roars, you can hear for so much distance. And it's very frightening. Even Hiranyakashipu was frightened. If you hear the roar of a normal lion, Your heart will be like, you know, maybe it'll burst from your chest. It'll come out. Everyone, all the demons, they were so like, no, never heard this sound before. It's like compared to a lightning, thunder, the sound of a thunder. Everyone, if they heard the sound of the thunder, they will run away as well because it may struck them anytime, any moment. So now, when this roar came out, everyone, except Prahlad Maharaj, he was not deterred. He was not shaken at all. He was not like, oh, no, I better run. No, he was there. He was actually expecting the Lord to come out. And when he came out, that half-man, half-lion form of the Supreme Lord, so beautiful. For the demons, he looked very fierce, fearful, with his manes and his sharp teeth, with his anger, because he was angry now. Enough is enough. When the demigods went to see Lord Brahma for help, because Hiranyakashipu was performing this tapasya, please help. Don't worry. At the right moment, I will come. But Lord Brahma gave him a benediction, Hiranyakashipu, that I will not be killed either day or night, either by land, air, or by water, or the sea, either outside or inside, nor by any man or animal, and one more. Serpent, snake, because snake is not an animal. Nor any weapons, nothing. He tried to circumvent any possibilities for him not to become immortal. He was very tricky. How can I give you this? Brahma says, I am also mortal. I am not immortal. How can I give you this boon? But in any case, whatever you ask, just to pacify him so that he will not dissolve the entire universe. So, that's the time when Hiranyakashipu met his end. The Lord appeared sometime during the noontime. Because after that, there is some time for them to fight. He did not appear between twilight or dusk. There is like this twilight where there is the light and the darkness are in between. So he appeared way before that, few hours before, to fight with each other. And it says that the fight is compared to like a cat and a mouse. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you've seen the cat playing with a mouse first. When the cat captures a mouse, putting in his teeth, but that is meant death. Unlike the cat, when the cat catch or put the kitten on her teeth, it is not death. It is for the safety. So the Lord, he plays with him. And the demigods also, they're watching. They were thinking that, oh, no. Now the Lord is being defeated. He's going to get it. No, it's just a play. Just go back and forth. And finally, to fulfill the boon, the benediction that Lord Brahma gave to Hiranyakashipu, he was killed there. In between, right on the door, nor outside, nor inside, nor day, nor night, nor animal, no man, no any weapon. How did he get killed? By his nails. In South India, there are hundreds of Lord Nrisimhadev temples. Where is this book? I was given this book, written by Dhruva Prabhu. He's a son of Dharmatma Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple. He went to many, many places in South India and went to find many lost temples, took nice pictures. It's a big book, like this. And there are different features of Lord Nrisimhadev. Shanta, that means peaceful. Shanta Nrisimhadev. Yoga Nrisimhadev. He's like forming like a performing yoga. Ugra ni Singhadev. It's like our temple in Mayapur. Ugra ni Singhadev. I was trying to figure out how is it that he was called in these different names, because Ugra ni Singhadev, his hands are like this. To bifurcate the chest and take the stomach of Hiranyakashipu and to wear it as a garland full of blood, red blood. We have been to Ahobilam. How many of you have been to Ahobilam? Yes. You must go there. This is a very special place. This is where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. Up in the mountain. We didn't reach that peak because I'm afraid of heights. But somehow we passed through a stream of water, got few scratches. I can still, you know, remember. It took me a long time to heal. But we have to climb up. There are 9 Nrisimhadev in that area. 9 forms of Nrisimhadev. And the last Nrisimhadev is where Hiranyakashipu was killed. And before having darshan of the Lord Nrisimhadev, you have to pass through like stream of water, like small waterfalls, that when you pass there, you feel so refreshed because you've been walking for hours. And it says that anyone who passed there and have this water fall onto your body, you become completely cleansed. No more sin. Purified. Completely. It's the experience is very exhilarating. The experience is very purifying. It's so amazing. And there we saw in one place, because it is a mountain, 2 mountains, and it's shape of Garuda. In one of the places, it's a little higher, because you have to go different passages to see Lord Nrisimhadev, different forms. In one place, we saw the school of Prahlad Maharaj and the demon's sons. And this is near the mountain. It's like, if you go a little bit here, you'll fall down. So how is that? They will all playing here, and if you're not careful, you push somehow. Don't do it. You push one of the boys out, it's gone. And it's like a white slab of stone. Very, very shiny. You remember that? Very shiny. And not so big. But I was just thinking, why is the school here? This is very dangerous school. The most dangerous school I've seen. So, yes. This is not mythology. As if we tell others, hey, you know God? God has a feature of half man, half lion. How can they understand this thing? How you can convince them? How? Our praman is the sastra, coming from Lord Krishna himself. This knowledge that we receive, the same knowledge that Prahlad Maharaj gave to his classmates, actually they became convinced. They became devotees. They became Vaishnavas. They become pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. So now that we have this knowledge, we should also spread the mercy to others. This is how we can become more and more dearer to Lord Krishna. More dear to Lord Krishna. Spread the mercy. Whatever we've learned through our spiritual master, through Srila Prabhupada, through the disciplic succession, share it with others. We don't have any other recourse except to do this. And in a few days, they'll be having Lakshmi Nisingha Dev, deity in Delhi, ISKCON Delhi. This is the only Nisingha deity in this part of India. In our ISKCON anyway. Oh, North India, yeah, North India. In ISKCON. Do we have any other ISKCON Nisinghadev deities in India? Ujjain? What else? Mayapur, yes? No. That deity will be very powerful because the deity of Lord Nisinghadev is the protector of our Sankirtan mission. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. The deity in Mayapur was established in order to protect the Sankirtan mission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kali Yuga will go on and it will never change. It will just get more degraded and degraded and degraded. So we need the protection of Lord Nisinghadev. Many times devotees, when they are in danger, they will pray to Lord Nisinghadev. It's like whenever I come to the immigration, whenever I go travel, I will chant the Nisingha mantra. Devotees, before they travel, even going to Delhi, they will chant Nisingha mantra. Coming back, they chant Nisingha. Very powerful mantra. Very powerful. But there was a story that Prabhupada's mantra is more powerful. Yeah, there was this one, they put her into jail and they're being punished. So she was praying to Lord Nisinghadev, nothing happened. When she chanted Prabhupada's pranam mantra, everyone ran away. This happened once. So today and the next few days we should become Nisingha conscious. And even after that, many devotees, they have their own favorite deity. Radhasham, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Some devotees, their favorite deity is Lord Nisinghadev. And I was seeing the other day, oh, my heart is jumping because Lord Nisinghadev is appearing in 3 days. One devotee was saying that in Facebook. I saw it. So we should pray to the degree that we are Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, then to the degree that we are going to be protected by the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.